I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did that, Kyle. Appreciate that.
You want to tell everyone what's on your mind?
Well, there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fitting that Kyle playing this music, man, because I saw the official trailer for Superman. And I tell you what, man, I'm excited to see it.
Is this the one that you and I spoke about like 3 months ago? Now,
yes,
now we have an official.
Yes,
oh, I haven't watched this yet.
Official trailer.
Oh, I'm going to have to watch
and,
this.
And it's... It looks very interesting, and my biggest thing is, and if anybody that's a comic book fan, I thought it was interesting because it tied in, like, the comics are starting to tie in, like, the television shows into the cinematic universe. Marvel has been doing that for a while. When you talk about WandaVision, all the shows that they have in it, and they're doing it, they're doing that right now. But DC's starting to do it because, you know, I watched this show called The Peacemaker that has John Cena in it. And in one of the scenes I saw, they were talking about the second season is coming up real soon. It's been a while since they shot the first season. So the second season is coming up real soon. And something that really caught my eye, and I was talking to Max about it because, you know, when I talk to you and Kyle about comic books, y'all look at me like, you know, I'm crazy.
No, I wouldn't say
nerdy.
Crazy.
A little nerdy.
Like, nerd out, yeah.
So Max was the only one that got excited. Mm-hmm. So for all y'all that don't know, Max is actually the one that puts me on screen when I'm eating when he's not supposed to. So that's what Max's
job
is.
That's on you.
Yeah, that's on Max.
That's a you problem.
So we were talking about it, and the thing that struck me about the clip for the Peacemaker show that's coming out, the series, is that Guy Gardner, who is one of the Green Lanterns, was in the Peacemaker video or the Peacemaker television show. And Guy Gardner is a big character in this upcoming Superman movie. And I don't know how anybody else feels, but I'm excited. Like, how long is this movie? I don't know. I'm thinking this movie has to be at least 2.5 to 3 hours long.
Feels a little long.
Well, when you're telling the deep, I think this story is going to take a real deep dive and try to reboot the Superman and the DC universe, because the only movie out of the DC universe that if I'm not mistaken, that has done fairly, like the Christian Bale Batman movies, I think did well.
Yes, very
but the
well.
Reboot for the Justice League, I don't think it did that great.
I do have a leaks and rumors report on the runtime of this new movie.
What is it, like 3 hours?
220.
That doesn't seem like that's long enough.
It's just a rumor. I can't confirm.
Yeah, it don't seem like it's long enough because you're talking about they're introducing a new Superman.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the young man's name, but they're introducing a new Superman. They're introducing Krypto to the Superdog. And they're introducing a new villain that's strictly in this movie that they're dealing with. So there's a lot going on in this movie, man.
David Cornsweat, is that his name?
David Corn. That sounds about right.
Yeah, he's the new Superman. So I like these kind of movies, but I've been down on Superman for a long time. Maybe this one brings me back. It did when I watched that trailer with you a few months ago. I did like it, so I got to watch this one after the show.
And I'm curious because the new character I'm talking about is called the Hammer of Barabia, and that. When I'm a little bit of a nerd, comic book nerd, when it comes to stuff like that. Really wasn't a big DC fan, but this is a new character that they're trying to introduce into the DC universe. So I'm excited about this Superman movie, man. I think, you know what, as a matter of fact, if nothing else comes out that interests me, that's the movie me and Spike. That's probably going to be me and Spike's movie day.
How about that? You guys going to the movies together. Now, here's the question.
What's that?
If it's really good, will you high five afterwards?
Nah.
Oh.
Spike's not a high fiver. Spike feels the same way. I don't want to speak for him, but see, this is the problem when I work with two people that are not that are kind of childish, like you two guys. I was
you're the one sitting here talking about Superman.
I was
we're childish.
Like, please allow me to finish.
You played the music and you talked about a superhero for 5 minutes.
Please allow me.
And we're the kids.
Please allow me to finish. And he didn't understand what the high fives were for either. He didn't get it. But
that shouldn't make you feel better.
No.
I mean, it kind of does.
Spike is like the biggest stick in the mud on the planet.
Well, it kind of does because
the guy that's going to come in here today and probably say the Eagles are going 8-9, that's who you're residing with?
Not we don't agree on. See, this is the thing about being adults. Like I try to, you know, help y'all with every day. You don't have to agree all the time.
I know.
You know, you could have your, you know, you could find mutual ground in certain things.
I totally agree.
We found mutual ground in the ridiculous high fives.
People disagree with me all the time. They're wrong, but and that's fine. Like I don't get mad.
And live your truth. That's all that matters.
I don't get mad. Your truth. I never get mad when someone disagrees. They're just they're wrong. I
mean, this just seems like this is going to be a good movie though.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I agree. I saw the first trailer. Are you feel good now?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
You
all right.
Said I feel like I've been appeased. I've been appeased. Yeah, I'm good.
We wanted to give you the floor. Now we can keep yelling about things you said besides this. All right, 215-592-9494. I can't believe you think high-fiving at a game is weird.
But can
it's
I
not.
Tell you, listen, can I just give people the insider when we're having this meet? So Kyle's the one that kind of He's the spearhead in the meeting. And this is kind of how I am on a regular basis. I kind of meander and go off on my own little thing.
Kind of.
You know, and I'll, kinda. You know, and Kyle was like, what the hell? What, like, I'm starting talking about Superman while Kyle's trying to do the thing. And Kyle put his head down and said, and just went right back to talking about the Phillies.
Nobody's surprised by this. You do this on the air.
I have a job to do.
No, but today it was just a little, today was just like, seriously, this is what we're doing. We're trying to build a show here, and you're talking about Superman.
It's win loss Thursday,
and you are going on and on about the Superman trailer.
No, I didn't want to do this in the first place because I knew this was going to be an outcome.
Are you pushing this on Rod?
No.
Yeah. Well.
No. Not the Superman. I'm talking about the win loss thing. Not the Super. I definitely want to talk about the Superman.
You didn't want to do the win loss thing?
No, because
that's
what was going to happen.
You really don't care about the fans.
No, I do. I do, but I know.
We have audio here that says you don't.
I don't care about the fans. I like how this just turns into something totally different. But no.
That's a tough piece of audio for
you. Crushing. You know what's hard about being an Eagles fan and sometimes talking to the fans? Is when we get to this point, when the schedule comes out, they don't want to hear nothing you got to say.
Well, you know what we got to do?
15 or 16 win. Ain't got nothing you got to say.
Well, you let us right to it, Hugh. We got to finish out the schedule.
Finish it out.
We got 5 games to go. All right. I'm at 9-3. You're at 9-3. Kyle's at 8-4.
He's happy this is about to be over.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, don't worry. We'll continue talking about it all tomorrow, and this is not over.
Then we'll revise these in August and do it again.
Yep.
All right,
maybe
let's go.
Maybe up our win totals.
Yes. So we just finished with the Bears on Black Friday. That put us at 9-3 through 12 games. At least it did for you and I, Hugh. Let's go to early December, Monday Night Football, the Eagles. Travel out to Los Angeles to play the Chargers on December 8th. I have this one as an L. I think the Chargers are a good team. Getting better. That coach is really good. That game is at home. Not that they have a great home field, but it's a long road trip for the Eagles. I'm putting it down as an L in LA against the Chargers.
I got it as a W.
Ooh.
Like, you know what's funny? This was one of the games where when I was looking at it, I was like, these teams are similar in the sense that the Chargers last year tried to become more of a physical running team.
And they and the Eagles were the two best defenses in points allowed.
Yes.
Yep.
And that's why I was kind of like, I left this one blank for a while. But I was like, they're still trying to figure out what they want to do with the quarterback and the running game and all this stuff.
They drafted a running back in the first round.
Yes, they did.
At the UNs. They are similar teams. It strikes me as it's like a very close, like 23-20 game.
That's what I'm about to say. I don't think this one's going to be a high-score game, Joe, but I do have the Eagles winning this game in what is it, California?
In L.A.
L.A. Chargers.
Yep. All right, yeah. So I've got an L. Hugh's got a W. Kyle, where do you come down the Chargers game?
Normally, a trip across the country to L.A. would be a little bit startling, mm-hmm. but it's a Monday night football game, and the Eagles are going to have, I think, two extra days rest.
They will.
That the Chargers won't.
Yep.
So I'm taking this one down as a W.
All right. So you guys have wins. So now we go to the following week, a home game against the Raiders. Chip Kelly's return to Philadelphia, along with Pete Carroll and Geno Smith. And your favorite running back, you, Genty, from the draft. The Raiders come in. I got this as a victory. It's a 1 o'clock start for a West Coast team late in the season. It's going to be a huge game for the Eagles to try to hold off for the one seed or the division. They can't drop this game. I've got it as a win for the Eagles.
The only committed tan on the schedule for the most part. Yeah, they beat the brakes off the Raiders.
So I went and looked. At least one of the betting sites has the spread for every game up this season. And obviously a lot will change based on everything and injuries. But this and the Giants are their two biggest favorites of the season. They're 10.5-point favorites in this game, you know, on the very early line. Eagles over Raiders. We both have it. Kyle?
Yeah, I'm not going to pick them to lose to the Raiders.
At home.
The Raiders are, as you would say, a committed team.
Yep.
They're going to kick their ass.
All right, wins for everyone. Now we got a big one. Saturday, December 20th in Washington against the Commanders. I have it as an L. I think the Commanders are going to be really good. I don't think they're going to have a step back. I think Daniels is the real deal. They got better on the offensive line. I think the Eagles dropped the game in Washington to the Commanders.
Yeah, this is one of the ones where the division is weird.
Mm-hmm.
And this is by far the best team in the division, or the best team in the division behind the Eagles.
Clearly.
So I'm looking at it. This could have went either way for me. It could have went. We could have beat them down there, and then they beat us here, or vice versa, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I picked us to lose this game there and against the Commodores at their place.
All right. L's for Hugh and I, Kyle, in Washington, December 20th.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put this one down as an L also. I think it's very reasonable that we split with the Commanders. This one's on the road. I think they drop this one.
All right. Now we go to Buffalo in week number 17. Boy, I wish we got this game in, like, September,
yeah,
October.
They're going to be rolling, probably,
yeah,
this late in the season. It's going to be in Buffalo. You know, all those intangibles.
I did look at their schedule because they seem to have a very light schedule that just worked out for them this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have a chance to be the number one seed, and this could be one of those games where it clinches it for them. I think Buffalo is going to be a 13 or 14 win team. I have it as an L in Buffalo against the Bills. L for the Eagles, second straight for me. Hugh, what do you got?
Oh, same thing, man. It's going to be tough to play up there. Like I said, that's the time of year where they get to rolling a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a physical confrontation, but I think the Buffalo Bills come out on top.
Kyle?
Yeah, I have this one as an L for the Eagles, too. Like Hugh said, tough play there in the wintertime. Probably going to be a little bit of a snow game.
Mm-hmm.
Bills could need it for the number one seed, and I'm with you. I think the Bills are probably going to be one of the best teams in the AFC next year, so I think this is another one the Eagles drop.
And it always seems like Allen plays really well in really bad conditions.
Until the postseason starts.
Yeah, until he plays the Chiefs, and then he loses to them. But he seems to play well in these spots in the regular season. All right, L, final game, week 18. Now, there's no time listed for this one because this could be moved into prime time if it means everything for the division. It wouldn't shock me if this game was for the one seed and the division, like the Lions and the Vikings last year. Commanders at the Eagles. Week 18, I'm going to give the Eagles a win. I think they're going to need to win this game. Because the way my schedule, I have them at 10-6 entering the game. Like, I think they're going to need to win the game. Maybe the division, maybe just to make the playoffs. I think it's going to be the game that puts them in the postseason. I have it as a win. Hugh, what do you got? Final game.
Oh, you know, final game of the season here? Mm. Oh, we got, that's a W. That's a W.
W.
Yeah, they're not getting swept by the Commanders.
Okay.
And this one's at home. We're taking it.
So let's go with the full tallies here. I have 11-6. Kyle, what was your full tally?
I got 11-6 as well.
Hugh, where did you come out? You started 1-3. How did you end?
What was it? 12-5?
Wow.
That sounds about right.
Wow, you haven't been going on a heater again after September.
12-5.
Yeah. So maybe you're not as big of a hater as people thought.
No, you know what?
What a hater earlier.
One and three.
It's people don't want to listen. They just want to react.
Yeah, we'll get to more of that soon.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They're killing me on the you people. Yeah, I'm sure. I ain't worried about you people.
I'm sure you're getting cooked.
I don't think you are.
Mm-hmm. All right. 11-5. 11-6. 11-6. 12-5. Our predictions. Rodney in South Philly's up on WIP. Hey, Rodney.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Rodney. What's up?
I'm looking at 13-4, and the reason why I'm doing that is because of the simple fact that with the way the schedule is, it's away home a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That takes a lot of the momentum that you may build up. Hugh, does that really pay a difference?
What'd you say again, Rodney? What'd you say?
Like not having back-to-back home games, the momentum.
Not having back-to-back home games.
I've never really seen a schedule kind of like this one. So it would be nice if they would have had a couple games at home together to string some stuff together. Yeah. So to answer your question, there's a little bit of something to be said about momentum.
Yeah, so that's why I look at it as a 13 win instead of like a 14 or even a 15. I think that makes a big difference. And Nola's reminding me of Cole Hamels when he started to lose it. What did we do with Cole Hamels? Did he, like, his contract went out, or did we trade him?
They traded him to Texas in 2015, yeah.
Yeah, so I look at the same thing that's going to happen with Aaron Nola if he continues to go the route that he's going. I think the same thing is going to happen. And I know Nephew didn't get to you guys yesterday at the booth. He had a couple of bottles for you, Nephew Tyler.
We saw him. Rodney, we saw we didn't get to meet up. We saw him outside the booth. I'm sure we'll see him soon. Rodney, go ahead.
When we go to Chesapeake, if you go to Chesapeake Inn again, we might come down there.
Oh, right? I'm sure we'll be there soon. Rodney, good hearing from you, man. We appreciate the phone call. We did see Tyler and Delaware out in the stadium yesterday.
Yes, we did.
We didn't see him once we left the booth, though, only before the booth. All right, you said Hugh's getting cooked with you people? Check it out.
You people. It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, we got to remind Hugh. It's the Commanders, not the Commodores.
Come on, Hugh. You don't know this by now? How long have you been
can
here?
Can I address that, person?
This guy's pissed. He said, what a joke.
Commodores, Washington Commodores, Commodores. And for one more, for good measure, Commodores, Washington.
He's going to be happy about that. Yep. Yeah,
what a joke! I don't think you guys realize this is a serious show. Okay, this is serious.
We're so serious.
He also added, just call them Washington if you can't figure out what their real name is.
I like the fact that whomever you are, I live in your head rent free. So I'm going to call them the Commodores.
What a joke.
I will be a joke. Yep. I will be the joke that you will be talking about wherever you are to your friends and mad at them because I'm calling them the Commodores.
Definitely texting his friends. Say, you believe this? Hugh Douglas doesn't even know what the Washington football team's name is.
He's outrageous.
He's a joke.
Idiot. What a joke.
He's an idiot.
Typical WIP being negative before the season even starts. I guess we had 11 wins. That was negative.
11, 11, and 12.
Yes.
I can't get mad at folks that don't listen to what's being said. Well, knock yourself out.
Number one Eagle hater, Hugh Douglas over here.
That's right. And specifically Jalen Hurts. So somebody said all Hugh does is bash Jalen because he won a Super Bowl and Hugh didn't.
Yeah, that's the reason why. But you ever heard that song? That song line would say, I might not be bigger than Biggie, but I'm bigger than you.
Yep.
I mean, I went to the Super Bowl. That person didn't go. Mm-hmm. So it's okay. And plus, pay attention to what's being said, person.
It's all you do. You bash.
Yeah, also, that's it. That's all all I do because I'm jealous because I didn't go to the Super Bowl.
You did go. And we got to go this year.
Yeah.
Not really, but we got to be in the world. One quick thing, and I know this is probably going to upset people, and we're going to have to talk more about this as the summer goes on. We officially have Jalen Hurts amnesia on how we played last season.
Yeah.
He was great in the title game, he was great in the Super Bowl, and he was overall above average during the season. Are we forgetting some of the weeks last year where they could barely throw the football for 100 yards? Did I make those up?
Well, yes, you did, Joe.
No, I made them up.
Yes, okay. You did. That did not happen. Okay. Jalen Hurts played lights out all year long.
I'm sorry.
And anytime you win the Super Bowl, your past is washed clean.
I forgot.
And nothing that has happened in the past makes any sense when you're trying to make a schedule or predict what the schedule is going to be this year.
You know what's
funny?
It
makes no sense. You're a hater, Joe.
I'm such a hater that I imagine this whole scenario where the wide receiver, the best receiver on the team, said they couldn't throw the ball well enough.
Yes, and that never happened.
Never happened.
And then the defensive end went on our airwaves and said the quarterback and receiver have a problem.
Yeah, okay. That never happened.
Okay.
Well, you are a hater, Joe, because somebody still hasn't forgiven you for sabotaging Schwarber yesterday. You ruined a streak. By asking Cole Hamels how to pitch to him.
But Cole Hamels didn't answer the question.
He did not answer the question.
And that, you know what?
You ruined the streak.
I was just really curious how Cole would pitch him.
You ruined it. I mean,
I'm sorry.
Blame Gilio for it.
Didn't he hit a home run the second game?
Well, you ruined the streak.
Okay. I'll take blame.
Important.
My fault.
Hugh looks like the Kool-Aid man today.
That was an old one.
Yeah.
That's a little old.
It's the bright red shirt.
Yeah.
It's the Marvel character. I bet you nobody. Well, I know y'all don't know, so never mind. I'm not.
Who would tell us who it is?
No, I'm not telling. His name is Puck. He's a part of Alpha Flight. Look at why y'all laughing. This was a serious comic. This was a comic book character.
Looks very serious.
He is from Canada, and he was a part of this group
Canadian
called Alpha Flight.
Superhero.
Yeah, he was a Canadian superhero.
What's his superpower?
He's about motion size.
He's a boot. Motions.
And they he's like, his name is Puck because they like to throw him like a hockey puck. He's kind of like he's superhumanly strong. And why y'all laughing?
You're tall, man.
Y'all dead ass. I'm dead ass serious about this comic book thing. What are you talking about?
The high five poll. Slow news day.
What else is new?
There. And Joe getting blamed for it, of course. Here's a good one from that one. Are you this desperate to stay relevant?
I don't even know what that means. How does that make us relevant? It's just a question. We just were wondering if it's weird. Again, most people don't think it's weird at all.
It was also Hugh's take, not Joe's.
That's what I'm saying. That's why
I was giving high fives to everyone.
This is why I can't get mad at people on social media, because most people don't pay attention to what's being said.
No.
And so when you say, like, I've been saying Commodores since the stupid-ass team changed their name to the Commanders. And I've been saying this since day one. And so much so that even Brian Mitchell gets mad at me when I say this. I'll say that to London Fletcher. I say it anytime I see anybody that's a Commodore, they get mad. But you haven't picked up on that yet, sir.
Oh, he's not done. I bet you Brandon Graham would say the name correctly.
And Brandon Graham can say whatever the hell he want to say, because I'm not Brandon Graham.
This guy is not happy with you.
I have one thing.
You know what I say to that guy? Rent-free. Mm-hmm. Every day.
Yep.
Thank you for listening. Okay. Every day, rent-free.
I have one thing to say to you about all this.
What's that?
What a joke, you.
Yep.
Can you ever be serious? Nah.
I got one more here, because I think this is an interesting theory. The real reason Hugh doesn't like high-fiving?
Oh.
T-Rex arms.
Okay. He might be onto something there.
I like that one. Like, that person, whoever wrote that comment, way to be creative.
Because everyone can see the T-Rex arms
like this.
When he's trying to high-five and he can't reach. I get that.
That's creative. I like that.
That's a good one. All right, let's finish this off today with Self, who's on an I Told You So call about Aaron Nola. What's up, Self?
What's up, fellas?
Hey,
I'm
Self.
I'm feeling so vindicated. So I'm going to talk to you right now.
Okay.
Collins he'll also. And he already pretty much knows this. So I'm going to talk to you right now.
Okay.
Right? Voice reasoning. I feel so good to hear all of these callers now talking about Nola, because, Joe, who's been telling y'all about Nola for the longest? Who's been saying he's been on the decline, and when y'all kept telling me how super and spectacular and how historical he was?
Well, I don't know about historical or spectacular, but he was good, and now he's not very good right now. He's bad right now.
And I've been saying that, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm not you. I'm going to do the I Told You show. who told y'all about Mbom?
Well, me.
I told y'all
and
it
you.
Was time to get rid of Mbom, right?
Yep.
All right. So I just wanted to say I'm feeling good and feeling vindicated by hearing all of the callers, you know, get on Nola. But as far as the Eagles, man, I got them going 14-3. I got them splitting with the Cowboys, splitting with the Washington, and then is a up in the air with the Chiefs, Buffalo, Chargers, Rams, one of them games.
Yeah, a lot of tough ones, Self. We'll see. We'll talk more about it. We appreciate it. We got a little Told You So Self at the end. Well, we got to go. We got to go.
All right, then, dog. Thank you for your call. All right, we got to go.
I'd have five extra minutes if it wasn't
rude.
If it wasn't for Siskel and Ebert over here on Superman.
Well, I already know the next movie me and Spike probably going to see is probably the Superman movie.
All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.